Welcome, friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start off with something a little different, a 1970 R&B classic from Curtis Mayfield. I recently saw this remastered, extended version, so we're going to begin today's show with Move On Up.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Nice set of music there, 25 minutes of uninterrupted music. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's begin at the top of the show. We began with Curtis Mayfield from an album, a compilation album, Keep On Keeping On, Curtis Mayfield's studio albums, remastered. We heard Move On Up. That was followed by Santana from the album Caravan Sarai, a 1972 release. I love this album. We heard Song of the Wind, and we finished up that set. You just heard Steps Ahead from a self-titled album, their first. We heard Pool. That album was released back in 1983 with Michael Brecker on tenor sax, Mike Maneri on vibes, Elaine Alias on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. We're going to continue on with a vocal set. We're going to hear from four very fine vocalists, including this next number featuring Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. Let's listen to Never Will I Marry.
Well, I'm merry, born to wander till I'm dead. No burdens to bear, no conscience nor care, no memories to mourn, no turning, for I was born to wander. Solitary, wide my world, narrow my bed, never, never. put me at ease. You love me so naughty, you made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a bell I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I'm gonna lose the best baby that I ever had.
Against the pool of the earth.
in a barren land we make do.
Everything that is divine. Be a sweet pumpkin. Say that.
Ah, some extraordinary vocals in that last set. The last thing you heard, Samara Joy, a young phenom and Grammy winner at age 23, I believe. From her album Linger a While, we heard Sweet Pumpkin, and that featured the guitar work of Pasquale Grasso. Before that, we heard from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with a remarkable new album called Melusine. And we heard the title track of that. It's an original composition, as are most of the songs on that record. And before that, we heard from Herbie Hancock from an album he did to celebrate the music of Joni Mitchell. The name of the album is River, the Joni Letters. It was a Grammy Award winner, I believe, for the best album of the year. And we heard River, featuring Corinne Bailey Rae. And we started out that set with a classic album, a collaboration between Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson. We heard Never Will I Marry. And sadly, last week on April 16th, we saw the passing of a legendary pianist in the world of jazz music. His name was Ahmad Jamal. He was born July 2nd, 1930, passed away on April 16th at the age of 92. So we're going to feature two pieces of music from Ahmad Jamal. One goes back to 1958, the other one 1970. We're going to start with the most recent one from the album The Awakening, my personal favorite Ahmad Jamal album. We're going to hear Patterns, and then we're going to finish the show with Ponciana, perhaps the tune that Ahmad Jamal is most known for, from the album Ahmad Jamal at the Pershing, But Not For Me, a 1958 release. Let's listen to and reflect on the great Ahmad Jamal trio with Patterns. Thank you. That brings us near the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for listening, folks. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM, Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a podcast on www.jazzandbeyond.com. Now let's listen to the Imad Jamal Trio, Ponciana.